This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Coming to you live around the world from Melbourne in Australia. Now, we are also on Facebook Live. That's right, we are streaming video. I'm hoping to God I look my glamorous best this morning. Leo's in the studio filming with this very special guest of mine who is in the studio. A bit of indie rock, a bit of pop rock, I don't know. He is amazing. From Melbourne, he's released several albums, three by the age of 25, and has won the ARIA Award for Best Adult Contemporary Album. A very big Joy welcome. He's back again in the studio. We've had him here before. Alex Gow.
G'day, Brian. Thanks for having me back.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm going really well. Thank you.
What's been happening? Because the last we saw you, well, we caught up with you on the red carpet.
On the red carpet, yeah. And then backstage, post-win.
That's the one. Yeah.
I was in a pretty good mood.
With the doorstopper.
Yeah, the pointy doorstopper and my pointy date for the night.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
Because we did have you in studio last year for Sound Museum, way before the ARIAs, and you were ready to hit the road and gear up for a couple of shows that you were going to do throughout August. How did that end up going for you?
Yeah, so that was the tour for the for my latest album. The album's called When We Talk About Love. The tour was fantastic. I took a 6-piece band on the road and really recreated the album, which is tough to do because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And that was, you know, exhausting and wonderful. And then not long after that, I was lucky enough to win the ARIA for that album. That's when I saw you guys.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm halfway through a tour with Dan Kelly. So he and I guess, have combined solo tours. So we're out together and we're doing 22 dates over 5 weeks, and I'm kind of smack bang in the middle of it at the moment. In fact, I've got to jump on a plane to Brisbane after this interview.
You're a man on a mission, aren't you?
Some kind of mission.
So if we have a look back, a couple of albums here, Privileged Woes, back in August 2009, Great Barrier Grief, love the title of that one, 2011, that was, and Deep Heat, which we all tend to need at some point in our lives, don't we? Back in 2012, and as we mentioned, the winner of the ARIA, that was When We Talk About Love from 2015, and you did go on to win Best Adult Contemporary Album, but you also won the Age Readers as well, nominated Best Group in 2012, but won Most Outstanding Achievement in 2012. You're cleaning up, Mr. Gow. What's going on?
A couple of those are kind of the participation award equivalent. I used to get them when I was playing when I played footy, but maybe I'm being hard on myself. Oh, I've worked really hard, and perhaps I got lucky to put a record out in a year when no one else put records out.
Something interesting about Oh Mercy Band's website, which I tend to like, is a detailed blog where you outline a little bit of your musical journey so far and the experiences on the road. A little bit cheeky. I love it. It's really good. But there is a story here that you're a huge Blondie Debbie Harry fan.
Yep.
You did some crazy things to get into one of her shows, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did.
Do you want to share that?
Sure. Well, I was in Austin for South by Southwest performing, and it's this wild festival in Texas where, you know, thousands of bands play and millions of people come to watch them. And it's pretty, I guess it's pretty cowboy in its setup. You know, there's people playing in cafes and hotel rooms and proper venues. And I was watching this guy called Kurt Vile when I got a text from a friend saying that Blondie's about to play at this particular venue, and I freaked and Google mapped it and realised if I ran there, I could probably get there in 10 or 15 minutes. So I did. I ditched Kurt Vile, who I love, and I got there. I got to the venue and there was a line 100, 200 metres long. It was one of those secret gigs that quite often happens at South By. Mm. And then she started. I heard the drum intro for I think it was Heart of Glass, and I was just like, oh my god,
you went crazy.
I went a bit mental, and it was very unusual for me. I don't like to take advantage of people, or you know, I've got Catholic kind of guilt kind of kicks in. But I was like, right now, I'm just going to do whatever I have to do to get into see Blondie. So I went around the back, classic kind of Mizo's intuition, and I knocked on the door, and the British tour manager came out, and I And, I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. I had this thick Australian accent, but I was sweating and was red because on account of the running. So I looked like potentially this next lie would be possible. I said, I've just come from the airport. That's my mum on the stage and I've got to get in there right now. And freaked him out, you know, because I was puffing and panting. And apparently that Debbie Harry was my mum. So he was like, I'm sure he didn't believe me, but he had to go check.
Yeah.
That was the main thing. And as he said he'll be right back. And I just put my foot in the door before it closed. And I just ran through the backstage
ran
area.
For your
and,
life.
Yeah, and just kind of found myself in the amongst the mass of the crowd. And there I was.
That's one way to get in, to the just catch Blondie on stage. Now, you played CMJ Music Festival in New York and visited Nashville. What's it like performing in front of a completely different crowd in another country?
Yeah, well, people have different ways of listening, and it is really interesting. As you said, I've been lucky enough to do a little bit of travel. I feel that even Melbourne to Sydney, people listen differently. So, you know, you can imagine what it would be when you're changing countries. People generally in America are really lovely and really complimentary, although it's harder to understand whether they're being genuine or not.
Yeah.
As you could probably imagine. So, you know, you get people coming up to you after the show saying that you're the greatest singer they've ever heard, and they want to throw $1 million at you for your career, and it's like, okay, well,
yeah, I'll do
here's
it.
My wallet, it's open, yeah, sure. But, you know, it, yeah, it's quite often not genuine. But I think I prefer the stony, cross-armed Melbourne approach, but at least they're honest.
Yeah,
know?
We're a very colourful bunch here down in Melbourne, aren't we? Now, you are going to serenade me. He's in the studio, guys. We are live on Facebook, on the Joy Facebook page, so head over there. We are live in studio. What are you going to play for us, Alex?
Well, I was thinking about what I could play. I think I'll do a song off that album, Deep Heat, my third one, and the song's called My Man.
All right, take it away, mate. Okay.
And I'll rip your teeth, I'll tear your hair, I'll turn your glance into a stare. I'll make you understand that you are my man. I will be calm, I will be sweet, and I'll kiss the skin upon your feet to make you understand that you are my man. I will ignore, I will compete, I'll turn your ship into a fleet to make you understand that you are my man. You are my man. That you are my man. You are my man. Her name, I will learn to speak just like she does, but not so weak. And if you slide that ring upon her hand, I'll turn her bones into sand. I will pursue, I will persist, I'll run you down till you insist, insist you understand. You are my man. You are my man. But you are my man. Jazz chord that I learned at the VCA.
That is beautiful.
I'll finish it. But you are my man. You are my man. But you are my man. You are my man.
Alex Gow, live in studio here at Joy 94.9. Great stuff, Alex.
Thanks very much. Very much live.
That is very much live. We're on Facebook Live as well. If you head over to Joy Facebook, we can catch up with me. And now Alex live in studio. His guitar, his Collingwood beanie, and
his accidental VCA jazz course.
And one of your fancy leather jackets. You've got a fine collection of leather jackets, haven't you?
I've got heaps. Like, I've got, when I ran out of, like, designs of this particular leather jacket, I changed the colours up, and when I ran out of colours, I found different materials in the same style. So I've
got, right,
like, a denim one. I think I have a corduroy version of it.
That's pretty trendy. Yeah. That's 70s stuff. That's 70s stuff. I like that. You'll have to wear that next time you come into the studio. Now, you're going to hit the road here with Dan Kelly. It's called the Australian Dreamers Tour. Now, you're teaming up for a double headline tour nationally, and that's coming up this month as well in June. Tell us what's going to be going on that show.
Sure. Well, Dan and I have been on tour for a few weeks now, Western Australia. We're about to go to Queensland. We've done, you know, we've done Darwin and Adelaide and Hobart and a few shows in Victoria. It basically consists of Dan and I playing each other's songs, playing on each other's songs, playing individually. There's smoke machines, there's cheap Vietnamese lights. There's
you get a free blow wave.
Yeah, free blow wave. And, you know, free sausage rolls. We were kind of conscious of not wanting to just your standard kind of white guy with an acoustic guitar and his feelings show. Mm. So there is that element, because I can't, you know, do a whole show without that. So we've incorporated just like bizarre drum machines, and there's a kind of bizarre storytelling, and it gets pretty wild.
Interesting comment here, Alex. Apparently he's the kind of guy you could really turn to post-apocalypse. Really?
Yeah, well, Dan has all these wonderful songs that kind of like children's, dystopian children's songs. You know, they're all set in his psychedelic kind of world where, like, you know, he's in a band with Bindi Irwin and living underwater, jamming with Jimi Hendrix, and, you know, the world's gone to the dogs, and it's just him and Bindi left kind of jamming. And well, he's just got like millions of versions of that particular idea. And so I think he's thought a lot about the end of the world. So I just thought, you know, if it happens, I'm with the right guy.
Well, guys, if you want to catch up on that show, Thursday the 16th of June at the Grand Hotel in Mornington. Also on the 17th, Friday the 17th of June at the Caravan Music Club in Oakley. And also playing the Workers Club in Geelong on Saturday the 18th. What a night that will be. Caravanmusic.com if you want to get to that show in Oakley. Tickets.austix.com for the Grand Hotel, and also tickets.austix.com for the Workers Club show down in Geelong. Oh Mercy Band is on the Instagram and on the Twitter, and our Facebook, Oh Mercy, and ohmercy.com to keep up with Alex Gow and crew. Good luck for the tour again.
Thanks, Brian. It's so good to be back. I appreciate it. Good luck with the Radiothon.
We hope we can sign up a few more members. That's right.
Absolutely.
How important is it for someone to support a community radio station? Not just ours, but any community radio station.
Well, I guess the broader question is, like, how important is a sense of community? And especially, you know, the gay and lesbian community, that's a specific thing. But in a general sense, just people joining together and being able to talk to one another and share ideas and support each other, that's really important. And community radio does a really unique job of pulling people together. And I think if we don't support that, then we're all just individuals floating around in the abyss trying to make it work. And that's not very fun, and it's probably not very healthy. So, yeah, community radio really is under fire at the moment, and so I've been thinking about it a little bit, and, we need to do everything we can to support, and, so sign up.
There you go. You heard it from Mr. Alex Gow himself. Very important. It's Radiothon here at Joy 94.9. 1-300-JOY-949 is the phone number. Go head over to joy.org.au and sign up and help keep this radio station out loud and proud. So we can play great music like this one. I'm going to close it up with a bit of Sandy, my favourite track off that album.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, please do.
Thank you, Alex. Here's a bit of Sandy and Oh Mercy Band. You're on Joy 94.9.
Sandy,
service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.